Everybody knows that there is an Isser called Kol Isha. I would like to take a somewhat different approach to this halacha than many might be used to, but I'd like to make a disclaimer at the outset that I'm not a Rav, and I'm not here to give any sort of psak, and more importantly, we are not going to be seeing even a fraction of all the sources on this topic, so no one should take anything that I'm saying as a psak in any way without consulting a Rav. Being that this is a shiur that I hope to give on Pesach, there are several sources for this halacha, and the very first one will give us a connection to Pesach. On Pesach we lay in Shir HaShirim, and many of the piyutim that are recited are either based on, or at least quote, Shir HaShirim. So this is more than sufficient to have a discussion about Kol Isha on Pesach. This shiur will focus specifically on men and women singing together. Just to point out that in this shiur, we are mostly dealing with, at least in the beginning, with singing with women that are not part of one's immediate family. However, at the end of the shiur, we will discuss singing with the immediate family. And I'm going to explain how I got to this topic. However, first, I'd like to go through some of the basic sources for the prohibition. So if you see source number one, the Gemara in Brachos, while discussing the recitation of Shema, it states, Amar Shmuel kol be'isha erva. The voice of a woman is erva, which literally means nakedness. Shenemar, ki kolech arev, for your voice is sweet, umareich nove, and your countenance is pleasing. So from here we see that there is beauty associated with a woman's voice. Although we don't see a clear isser from this pasuk, and we don't see anything about singing. Based on the Gemara's previous discussion, it's possible to say that the isser of Kol Isha only applies when saying Shema, and this is how some learn. Many understand that Shema is lav davka, and that any davar shekdusha is usher to recite if a woman is singing. And this isser will come up later, as Zmiros, as far as this halacha is concerned, may be considered a type of davar shebikdusha. The second time the Gemara quotes Shmuel's statement, the Gemara is dealing with a situation where Rav Yehuda was given a summons to come to Rav Nachman's Beis Din. Rav Nachman asked Rav Yehuda if he would send greetings to his wife. So let's see source number two from Kiddushin. The Gemara says, Nishader le mar shama liyalta, will you, Rav Yehuda, send greetings to Rav Nachman's wife, Yalta? Meaning Rav Nachman was asking this to Rav Yehuda. Rav Nachman's wife, her name was Yalta. So Amar Leh, so Rav Yehuda replied to Rav Nachman, Hachi Amar Shmuel, kol b'isha erva. Now in this case, the Gemara is not dealing with saying Shema. The Gemara is just dealing here with sending a greeting. So from here we could say that one may not be allowed to hear a woman's voice ever. Forget singing, we're just talking about speaking. And this is how a minority of poskim hold. However, most poskim reject this outright. Let's move on to our third source. The Gemara in Sota says that women should not sing at meals. And this was put into play sometime around when the Sanhedrin was disbanded. So let's see number three. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef. And this is the source we're going to focus on throughout some of the tshuvos. Zamri Gavri, the Ani Nashi. If you have a group of men singing and a group of women are responding, Pritzusa. So that's considered Pritzus. And in the art scroll, that's translated as something which is obscene. Zamri Nashi Va'ani Gavri, if you have a group of women singing and men are answering, Ke'ish bin Ores, it's like a fire that broke out among flax, which is something which is obviously highly combustible, it burns very quickly. So the Gemara says, L'may nafkamina, what difference does it make? They're both just as usser. So the Gemara answers, L'vatule ha makme ha, that if it comes down to one type being mivatel, you have to be in mivatel, the second type, women singing and men answering, before you're mivatel, the first type, men singing and women responding. Now, this is the first time that we're seeing anything that is a direct prohibition related to singing. Now, the Gemara itself mentions nothing about Shmuel, and some poskim learn that the statements of Rav Yosef and Shmuel are two totally separate halachos. However, Rashi connects the two. So let's see Rashi's explanation in number 4. Rashi says, Ke'esh bin Ores, it's like a fire burning among flax. Lefi Shaha'ona, one who answers in this type of group singing, choral singing, Mate Ozno Lishmoa es Hamizamer Lanos Achrov. You need to listen intently to the person who's singing to know when to answer. Vinimtsu Ha'anoshim, Nosnim Libam Lekol Hanoshim. So what comes out is that the men have to listen intently to the women singing. V'kol b'isha erva, k'dichsiv hashmi'ini es kolech. U'madiris yitzro, k'esh bin oris. It will incite the yitzar like fire in flax. So that is the second type of singing that the Gemara mentioned, of men responding to women. Avol zamri gavri v'anion nashi, k'tzapri tzusa yesh. So Rashi lowers the iser here. He says it's a kitzat pritzos. It's still considered obscene, but on a much lower level. When you have women responding to men, they call the isha erva. Avol eno mavir yitzro kol kach, but it's not as insightful. She'en hamizamrim matin oznam l'kol ha'onim, because those singing do not need to concentrate as intently as those that are answering. Now, there are more sources to see on this. There's Rambam, Tur, Shulchan Aruch, Nosi Kalim, there's a Mordechai, there's a Pnei Yoshua. However, these three sources plus Rashi really give us some of the basics with which to work. So now we see clearly that there is some sort of prohibition, although the sources are not so clear as to what these parameters are. So now I'd like to jump to how I came to this topic. It's well known that German Jewry and others are mekel when it comes to kol isha. Men and women sing together, specifically while singing zemiros. And I always thought that this had something to do with Reform Judaism and was a Horas Shah, some sort of emergency measure that the Rabbanim in Germany felt they needed to allow due to the environment in the 18th and 19th centuries. And Rav Schwab believed this to be the case, as we could see from source number 5, where he writes, it was definitely a Horas Shah that the German Rabbanim, many of whom were true tzaddikim, valiantly dedicated to Kalos Kachamuros, the minutest minhag to the most major din, did not protest loudly against Kol Isha, listening to women singing. Now the truth is that Rav Schwab was not the only one to believe this to be the case, but historically we're going to show now that this is not really so. The entire issue of men and women singing together was around hundreds of years prior to the Reform movement. I came across the following in the Menahagim of Worms, written by Rav Yosef Shamish, and he lived from 1604 to 1678, which really sent me searching into this topic. By way of introduction, this is dealing with marriage. It's actually dealing with specifically the Chuppas Main. It says here in number 6, Va'achar kach mivin safsal tachas habrait hoiz. They would bring the bench and place it under the bride house, the wedding hall. The yoshvin aleha chasen v'kala. Chasen and kala sit on this. V'hanashim o habisula. It's either a multitude of women or a single girl. Mishorim shiros hanasim l'kavod chasen v'kala. Sing songs that were made for the honor of the chasen and kala. V'hachasen v'kala yoshvin sham v'shomen. The chasen and kala sit there and they listen. Why is it that only the women would sing? So this is based on the Gemara we quoted in Sota. Now this was written in the 1600s, well before Reform, and we see from the tshuvos that discuss mixed singing and men listening to women singing that this was not an isolated incident. Now, lest you think this discussion has nothing to do with you, so let me just throw out some situations where this could possibly come up. Some of the more modern schools have mixed choirs, so some people are sometimes stuck in that situation. Perhaps you've been invited to your daughter's play where they're singing. In some shuls, at certain times, one could hear the women singing when the men are singing. And maybe even more common, perhaps you go to someone's home on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and the women are singing with the men. So what should you do? You have to cover your ears, you have to run out of the room. I mean, how should you deal with it? So let's see how the poskim dealt with this issue. So let's start with the Yosef Ometz. Yosef Ometz was written by Rav Yosef Han. He was the Rav in Frankfurt, and he lived from 1570 to 1637. And in his Sefer, he clearly and unequivocally says that listening to women singing is absolutely aser. So let's see source number 7. He writes, Yesh limchos l'nekevos ha-mishororos. We have to protest to women who sing, afilu zmiros, even when they're dealing in zmiros, dekol b'isha erva, afilu kishahi mishorera slavada, even if she's singing alone. Unlike what we saw in what they did in Worms, where they had one woman singing. Here he says, you can't do that. Kol shekin kishezicharim shorim imahen. And certainly if men are singing with them, because that's, as the Gemara said, that's an even bigger problem. Tehavi pritzos kemosha amru chachameinu zal vishirehem ein erech la'onshan afilu deleka zachar. See, he, I think, wants to even put forth that women shouldn't even sing alone, even when there are no men around. Umisha yesh biyado limchos veino mocha, a person who could protest against this but doesn't. Yia onsho gadol ma'od, he'll have a very severe punishment. V'havei ki'ilu hitir arayos b'Yisrael, very strong lashon. V'chol zeh muto al ho'av beizdin v'gabei kahal lahashgiach al zeh. So the responsibility to make sure this doesn't happen is on the av beizdin, on the gabei of the kehila, kidei laharchik min ha'onesh, to spare people from punishment. The Be'er Sheva, Rav Yisachar Be'er Eilenberg, he lived in Poland from 1570 to 1623. He has more to say on the matter, but he similarly concludes that it's absolutely usher. So let's see number 8. He writes, Tochachas megula yotha umeula adaber im bachurim v'gam besulo zekenim im na'arim. I've got strong rebuke for all these people. Uveprat im nashim nesuos, and specifically married women. Shehei mezamros umashmios kol shir bezmiros v'shabes im bachurim zekenim im na'arim yachad. They go and they sing zmiros on Shabbos with men. Ve'enam masimin alibon. Shehi mitzvah habali de avera. They're not seeing here that this is a terrible thing. It leads to an avera chamura. Lefi sha'amru chazal b'mesechus sota. Zamri gavri v'ani nashi. Pritzusa zamri nashi v'ani gavri ke'ish b'na ores. V'amru od. So another one of the Gemaras that we quoted. Amar Shmuel kol b'isha erva. And so some of the poskim explain. Dile inyan kriya shema ka'amar kol b'isha erva. It's only for shema. V'davar baruhu. Dilav dav kriya shema. He says, everyone knows that's not true. It means everything. Elohu hadin kol davar shebikdusha, kemo shekasabti shekasav hamordechai, v'zelishono. Hilkach aser lomar davar shebikdusha b'shmias kol shir shalisha. If a woman's singing, you cannot be saying any davar shebikdusha. Ubavo noseinu bein umos ha'ulamanu yoshvim. So I think what he's saying here is that we who live among non-Jews, sometimes we hear women singing, Ve'is la'asus la'Hashem hiferu Torah sacha, Helkach ein anu nizharim milomod b'shmias shir nashim armos. So if we hear women singing, we're not so makpid on it, because v'avonoseinu harabim, we live among non-Jews, what are we going to do? We're not going to sit around and not learn, so we keep learning. V'hadinok tu aposkim kol erva lafuke kol shal ishto mutter lo l'shmoa. L'chein roi v'nachu m'chol isha k'shera yiras Hashem bein shehi nesua bein shehi penuya besula o almana. He says it is proper and fitting for any woman shlo tashmiya kol shir bezmiros. She should make sure not to sing out loud when zmiros are being sung. V'lo b'shum davar b'shum zman. Never, not in any way. Kol zman shemesiv ima ish shehi erva alav. If there's a man around who she's an erva to, rak sifasa yehu knows v'kola lo yishama klal. She could move her lips, meaning she could participate in the singing, but she cannot have her voice be heard at all. V'ikar ki af imhit senua v'chasuda biyoser, even if she's exceedingly tznias, V'kavanasa ritzuya l'ashamayim, and she only has the best of intentions. Mikol makom hi mitzvah hadba bidei avera chamura. So we can see, clearly, he's not a fan. Now, we have not, by any means, used up all the osrim, but let's now turn to some of the matirim. The Chassan Sofer, in a lengthier tshuva, discusses the Be'er Sheva, and I just want to pull out one paragraph from the tshuva where he puts forth the idea that if you have two voices together, you usually will not focus on one over the other. So let's see number 9. He writes, Nistapakti, so I have a suffix. We call Zemer Shel Isha Im Ish Ke'echad, when you have men and women singing together. Now, I want to point out that this Ke'echad is specific, and we're going to see this in subsequent tshuvos, that the heterim are only when you're singing together. It's not as the Gemara said in Sota that you have responsive singing. Rather, if everyone's literally singing together, Tehavi Trei Kala Im Mutar Lishmo, you have two voices together. Can you hear it? Because the Gemara says, the Trei Kala Lo Mishtama. If you have two voices, so neither voice is distinct now. Va'afal Ga'av De'am Rinon De'hecha De'chaviv Yehave Daite Umishtama Afilu Bitrei. If something is chashiv, you will focus your attention on one person. V'hacha Ika Chavivus L'kol Isha. And here, since a woman is singing, that might be called chashiv, Chavivus, and therefore you might focus on her exclusively. He says, don't say such an argument. He says, once the Gemara made up a rule, then the rule is that two voices are not heard. So even though logically you might think that you focus on the woman singing, he says you won't. You won't come to focus on her. Didavka kishekivar shama kol isha nisorer lahar herba. Because he says, when is it that you're going to focus specifically on one person? That's when you know the voice already, right? You heard this woman singing in the past. Avokanam rinon adiraba. Here we're talking about where they're singing together. Detrei kala lo mishtama v'leika haschala lechavivas. It'll never begin that you have this chavivas in the first place, since everyone's singing together. You can sing along with that group, or listen to the group singing. Now, a famous exception to this is that one, the Gemara Paskins, may hear Megillas Esther from two individuals. Since it's something which is so special to us, a person would pay attention to one of the voices. The Sefer Shoalim V'Darshan, written by Rabbi Yitzchak Una, he lived from 1872 to 1948, from Mannheim, Germany. In a very concise tshuva, he matirs, but his heter is really backhanded. He says that we need to be concerned that if we'll be machmir, people will not be able to handle it. So let's see number 10, which is sideways. He writes, Mikol halin duchti. So from everything we've discussed until now, Niresh ein chiyuv limchos bibesulos hamizamros, we do not need to protest. V'hamachmir yachmir la'atzmo. And if you want to be machmir, make sure to be machmir for yourself. But do not make any public protest about this. He says, because we have to be concerned that people today will mock the fact that you don't allow men and women to sing together. And he says, he says, maybe even the Be'er Sheva would agree that today, when people are making fun and they don't understand really what the halacha is, we should let everything be alone, because the pasuk in Amos says that one who is smart will be quiet because it's an evil time. So too today, a person should be quiet about this issue and keep it to themselves and allow men and women to sing together. Now finally, the tshuva I would like to spend the most time on, it's a very famous tshuva from the Sri De'esh, Rabbi Chil Yaakov Weinberg, who lived from 1884 to 1966. The Sri De'esh was a world-known Gaon. He was born in Poland. He moved to Germany. He became Rosh Yeshiva in the famous Hildesheimer Rabbinical Seminary in Berlin. And I tell you this on purpose because he's going to quote Rav Hildesheimer. He who's also a leading advocate of Rav Hirsch's Torah Darach Eretz, and we'll see he's going to quote Rav Hirsch as well. So let's see source number 11, which is on the back. It's kind of long, and I literally cut and pasted different pieces of it, so this is not the whole tshuva. And also, we're not going to translate every word exactly, but just try to get the overall meaning here. So he says, "B'mechtavo mitar keserav es derech hachinoch shel irgun yishurin, shenosa be'eretz tzarfat lifnei kama shanim, shu misnaig al pishitos hachinoch, shehoya nahug b'medinas ashkenaz lifnei hachorban." So he says, there's this youth organization called Yishurin, which was in France, and they follow the educational methodology that was followed in Germany before the war. That means Rav Hirsch's system, as he's going to say soon. The Achshav kamu negdo orim mitzad chug yadua shel charedim. He says, so the known charedim are starting up with this group. Asher lefi daitom en haderech hazos lefi ruach hayados, because this organization, this group, this youth organization, Yishurin, is not following halacha of Judaism the way you're supposed to. Kifi shen chilonu avosinu v'ravosinu hakadoshim, as has been shown to us. The ha'irurim heim shnaim. They have two major complaints. Ir neged tzuras ha'irgun hazeh, shumishatev banim uvanos ba'avoda u'me'agdom la'aguda achas. So the first problem they have is that the men and women, meaning the boys and girls, are not separate. They have mixed groups. V'iru neged haminog shenoagu shabonim v'habonos mizamrim yachad zmirus shel se'udos shavis uzmirus kodesh acheros. And secondly, men and women, meaning the boys and the girls in this case, sing together. V'kesarav shoel b'shem ho'ida ha'toranit shel ho'irgun yishurin im mutr lahem laham shiches pu'ulasam b'derech shenoalu osa ad ko. Otzrichim mahafsik pu'ulasam v'ligrom l'pirud ha'irgun k'fi atir shel kesarav. So, bottom line is, can we, this organization, continue to follow the method that we've been doing until now, or do we need to change like these Haredim want us to? So, ve'eshev al rishon rishon v'al achron achron. Ir ure ha'charedim v'vada yish lahem al ma lismoch. Sharei al pi das Torah tzorech lahavrish anoshim minoshim k'dei shelo yavo l'kalas rosh. So he says, in reality, they are right. Men and women cannot be together. Umitam zen nimnu b'chol kihilos kidoshos liyasid chevrus sheyish behem ta'aruvos anoshim v'noshim kiyadua. We, all over Klal Yisrael, we generally frown upon having men and women, boys and girls, in mixed groups. V'ha'ir ha'asheni, and the second problem, v'adeh tzodeku, they're certainly right, al pi ma shenemar, in brachos, kol b'isha erva, you can't have men and women singing together. U'midivar v'yotze, sha'af zmiro shel Shabbos, aser lezamer b'churim im besulos, you can't have boys and girls singing Zmiros Shabbos together. There's no difference between Zmiros and anything else. Mikol makom, kishenish'alti al zeh miminaha le'yishurun, horesi lahem, sheyamshichu es pu'ulasam al pi haderech, shehisvu lahem gedolei Ashkenaz. He says, when I was asked about this, I told this organization they should continue following what they've been doing, even though it's seemingly against the halacha. And now he discusses the Rabbanim and Ashkenaz. He says, "Shehayu tzaddikim gedolim chol kavanosam hoysa l'shem shemayim lahatzilos hanoar misakonos hatimeo shehispashto be'ashkenaz b'yemehem v'al yedei kach hitzilu kama nefashos v'yisrael v'itzlichu kirbom l'torah u'liyiras shemayim." He says they were very successful in Ashkenaz at saving the youth in absolutely terrible times. Gedolei Ashkenaz, they were experts in education in Germany. They were able to raise a whole generation of people that were very concerned for Torah and at the same time very knowledgeable in the world. And this did not happen. This did not take place in Lithuania and Poland. Why? Because the Rabbanim in Poland and Lithuania did not know how to adapt their educational methodology for the time period. V'yadua ma she'siper hagon, Rav Yisrael Salanter, b'shuvo me'ashkenaz, v'sham nizdaminim hagon hatzadik Rav Yisrael Hildesheimer. So what happened was, Rav Yisrael went to Germany, and he saw Rav Hildesheimer. What was he doing? V'ro'o so miratza shi'urim b'tanach v'shulchan aruch l'fnei nashim tz'irus u'besulos. He says he saw Rav Hildesheimer giving shir in shulchan aruch, in Tanakh, to women. V'ko amar, and Rav Yisrael said as follows, im yavu me merabane lita lahani kein ba'adaso, if one of my rabbanim was doing this, vade she'ya aviro, also mikahunaso v'chein adin, we would fire him, and rightfully so. Mikol makom halevai she'ya chelki b'gan eden im hagona tzadik Rav Yisrael Hildesheimer. He says, I wish though my portion was like his in Olam Haba. V'atamhu mishum eis la'asos la'ashem ifiru tarsacha kemo shenivar lahalan, as we're going to explain later on. V'hine rabbani Poland and Hungary shenizgalgalu l'medinas tzarfat, that came to, these rabbanim that came to France, ro'em es haminhagim hachadashim shenhigu charade tzarfat al pishitas goni v'tzadiki ashkenaz. He says, when they came, they saw what was going on in France, following the German poskim, v'hemochim negdam ba'oz, and they were extremely upset about this, and they fought against them. L'fi shemin hagim elu, hem neged dinim mifurashim b'gemaru poskim, because it's clearly usher. Ulam, ein harabonim hanichtav le'el b'kim b'tenai achayim hashorim b'medinas tzarfat. He says, but there's one key point which is missing. These rabbanim that came to France don't understand or know the atmosphere which was in France at the time. Ve'inam roim es hamatzav hayarud shel hayad l'sham. They don't realize the low point that Jewry in France was at this time period. Lehepich b'drisho sehem hima'amidim b'sakana es hispatchuso shel ha'irgun hazeh. They're putting everything in a precarious situation. Asher kivar hitzliach harbe pipu'ulaso hachinochis, that this organization has been so successful up until now, they're putting that all on the line. Kimo shetir kaserav v'michtavo v'chol devarav himkenu v'amitim v'zeh yadu alakol. So in general, a rav in one community is not allowed to give a psak for another community unless he knows all of the in and outs that are going on in the other community. And that's what he's talking about over here. So we're going to skip now to the end of the tshuva, to our point of men and women singing together zmiros. Umashe noagim l'shir l'zamer zmiros kodesh banu muvanos yachad kifar nishalti al zeh mimanhige hamachanos vishabti lahem ki beboi l'Berlin ra'isi bebatei acharidim mizamrim anoshim v'noshim yachad zmiros kodesh b'shabbos v'shtomamti l'minog zeh shu neged din mefurash baruch haim shekol zemer isha b'shas kriyas shema aser. So he says, when he came to Berlin and he saw men and women singing together, he was astounded by such a thing. It's aser. Umitam ze ir arti negen minhag ze shenoagu charade Ashkenaz. He says, originally I was against this custom of men and women singing together. Ve'ulam acher chakiro drisha ne'amarli ki agon atzadik Rav Yisrael Hildesheimer v'chein Rav Hirsch Zal be Frankfurt hitiru b'zmiros kodesh l'zamer yachad. He says, after looking into the matter, I found out that both Rav Hildesheimer and Rav Hirsch were matir, men and women singing Zmiros Kodesh together. So now I just want to point out, as we started out, that, again, it wasn't that they made this up. And let's just point that out from Rav Yonah Emanuel, who in Source 11a, he writes, Haminog shehanoshim v'habanos mishtatfos v'zmiros Shabbos hainafutz b'chol ari Ashkenaz. This was all over the place. Even prior to the time period we're talking about, Damish or Rav Hildesheimer, Rav Hirsch, lo hinhigu es haminog hazeh, they didn't make this custom up. Elorak nasnu lo basis halachti, rather they gave it a halachic source once it was being done already. Okay, so let's continue. Vehatam yishum ditrei kala lo mishtamoy. So what were the reasons that they gave? Because two voices are not distinct. Kevin shem zarmim yachad in chashash iser. So that's the key word again, that they're singing together. So once they're together, there's really no iser. Avalo nacha daiti b'zeh. He says, for me, this wasn't enough. He says, I didn't think that this reason alone was sufficient. Va'achar kach re'isimuva b'shem ha'chida b'sifro, she'b'shas ha'shras shechina sharya li'isha l'shorer, v'leika mishum hirer. Va'al kol panim yesh smach l'ma shehevi b'stei chamed, she'b'shirei kodesh, lo chayshinan l'hirer. So, he says, from the chida it comes out that when the Shechina is around, a woman may sing. There's nothing wrong with it. And the Stei Chemed, actually, which we didn't see inside, paskins that men and women could sing together when it's Zmiros Kodesh, Shirei Kodesh. Because in such a case, we're not concerned for hear her. Avol Shelo B'Shas Kriya Shema, B'Vadei She'enu Aser. Right? Meaning Kriya Shema itself, which is D'Yeraisa, we can't do this. But when it comes to everything else, which is not D'Yeraisa, then it should be permissible. Ella, Kisha miskavin lehanus uchidas harambam v'imkain yesh lomar shabizmiros kodesh ein lachush sheyiskavnu lehanus mikol isha, that if you're singing zmiros kodesh, it's not going to come out that you're going to want to get hana from a woman's voice. Hazemer meorer regesh kodesh v'lo hear her havira. The zemer itself will be meorer a feeling of kedusha, rather than a feeling, a hear-her of Avira. So that is his second reason to be Matir. V'yishotznif, so the third reason we could put together, l'hatir smiris kodesh alpi mashikosav harama, shekol she'eno ose derechiba, rak havanos l'shem shemayim mutter. Anything that's not done derechiba should be permissible. And the kardivar of v'yishlomar kevan shehamizamrim smiris kodesh gam kein, miskavanim l'shem shemayim, a person who's singing zmiros is singing l'shem shemayim, k'dei le'orer rigshos datiyim, etzal habanos, u'litas belibam chiba l'kedoshe Yisrael, yesh lismoch al makilim. Because why do we allow singing in the, why do we sing in the first place? The whole point is to be me'orer people, to wake people up, to get people involved, to place in their hearts a love for Yisrael. So therefore, he says, in such a situation, this should be permissible. So we gave three reasonings here. One was, two voices that are singing together are not distinct. The second one is that Zmiros Kodesh will not cause Hirhurim. And the third one was from the Ramah, that anything not done Derechiba, but it's done L'Shem Shemayim, should be permissible. So too, when a person is singing Zmiros, they do it L'Shem Shemayim. Now, he starts off here by discussing Eis Lasus LaHashem, by introducing it with the Sefer Avtarta. The Sefer Avtarta was a scroll that Chazal instituted that we could use because Kehilos could not afford to purchase full sets of Nevi'im. Nevi'im are very, very expensive. They cost more than two Sefer Torah to buy a set. So Chazal instituted, and some shuls still use them today, a Sefer Avtarta, which are all the Haftoros of the year written out on cloth. So he writes, Isla Asosiferu Torah Sacho, Bevadei Shedover Zanim Sarak L'Chazal. We can't decide when to apply this, only Chazal can. L'achriya Masaihu Ha'is La'asos Uma Mutter L'Hafer. V'lo Nimsar L'chol Adam La'asos Maisa B'Shvil Shehu Yodea Kiyesh Kan Is La'asos. You can't just make things up and do it the way you want to and say Is La'asos La'Hashem. V'ulam V'nidon She'in Kan Isr Gamor. Virak Yishkan Minhag Chasidus Umidos Tznius. So, which is how he wants to say our situation is, because it's not talking about a Tiraisa situation of Shema. Efshar Lidrosh Smuchin Ulahatir Be'eretz Tzarfat. So, in such a case, we could be Mekel. Shekivar Higio Matzav Hayados Ad Mishaver. Because we see that the Jewry in France is up to the breaking point. V'im Lo Nechos Be'emtsoim Chinuchim minusim umaturim b'hatzlachav. We don't use true and tested measures of education. Kosa shel Irgun Ezra b'Ashkenaz, like the Ezra organization in Germany. The Irgun Yeshurun b'Tzarfat, or the Yeshurun organization in France. Asidat Torah Chas v'Shalom shenishtacheach miYisrael. Okay, so now we move to the last portion of the tshuva. Vilachain, so bearing all this in mind, Horesi lemanhige ha'irgun yeshurin sheicholim lismoch hagdole Ashkenaz. I told them they should continue doing what they were doing till now. Shoyubikim b'chachmas achinoch v'yadua ruach b'nos hador shehischanchu b'batei sefer v'lamdu l'shonos umadoim. These girls we're talking about were very educated. Sheyesh lahen regesh shel kavod atzmai. They have self-worth. V'hein ro'os elbon u'dechifo l'chutz l'machan. And they would look at the fact that you wouldn't let them sing as an insult. Be'iser she'osr maleim l'hishtatif v'zmiros kodesh. V'lechein hitiru l'nashim l'hishtatif v'zmiros shel Shabbos. V'anu ro'im v'yodim ki gedolei ashkenaz hitzlichu b'chinuch habanos. He stresses this again and again. V'nashim tz'iros yosr migedolei sh'ar ha'aratzos. And we see that this is a time-tested and true method of chinuch, and it works. Uba Ashkenaz ra'inu nashim milomdos ubalus darga haskala gvoha. We know of women in Germany that were extremely well educated in Torah and in worldliness. Shayu charidos al das Yisrael umikaimos es hamitzvos bislavos. And the result is that these women are very concerned about their Judaism and very actively involved in it. Umishum kach ein ani marhiv. Les or mashi tiruhem, b'kagon da ne'amar eis laso slashem, if eir Torah sach. He says, in this case, we could definitely apply the rule of eis laso slashem. We should leave well enough alone and allow them to sing. Uveferush hisnisi b'michtavi. He says, however, there is one caveat here. She'en lachof al hanashim she'tzrichos lehishtatif v'zmiros kodesh. You can't force any girl who doesn't want to sing to sing. Can't say, well, we have this heter, so therefore you must sing with us. V'im yisratzu lahachmir chalila lil oz aleihem ule hislotzeis behen. If a girl wants to be machmir and not sing, you can't force her to. Shaharei sof sof minog avosenu hakadoshim biyadan shenis harim milahatir linashim afilu zmiros kodesh. Because in general, throughout history, we've never allowed this to happen. V'amnam Mivin ani l'ruach kitzara charedim hamaranim nega yeshur. And he says, I know how these charedim work. Shem roim b'minhagav sitiya min haminhagim shehurgilu b'hem ba'orach chayeim b'polen uv'hungary. They look at this as a deviation from what they were doing. Ulam he ma'alim v'nehem min amatzav b'tzarfat kimo shehu. He says, they're closing their eyes from reality. La'yehudim ha'charedim min asuga yashon. Ein shum hashva al mahalei chachayim. They have no real influence on what's going on now. Himiru kazim b'toch chugam hamitzumtzum ve'enam samim es libam l'talich has bulalos ha'oseh shemos gam b'kerav ha'charedim. Af ha'charedim sholchim b'neyam uvnoseihem l'vati sefer nachriyim. The result of all this is that they actually send their kids to non-Jewish schools. Ve'lehem shuma ruva shiyah b'kocham lamu neged hazerem hashotif m'chala. They have no support to stand against the disaster that which is out there in the world. Hem botchim ba'atzmam. They trust themselves. Ve'enam doagim daigas machar la'asidam hadati shel yaldehem. They're not really concerned that their children are going to remain from. And unfortunately, we know many, many children did not remain from during this time period. So what can we take from this teshuvah? See, as we pointed out already, he has three reasons to be matir. He has the heter of two voices. Zemer, that is kodesh, will not lead to hearer. And finally, number three from the Ramah, that anything not derech chiba and is done l'shem shemayim is mutter. And also we have the idea of es la'sos la'shem et feru torah secha. And this is the heter. You have to have more than one person singing together. And it must be in a kodesh context. And in a subsequent tshuva, he summarizes the entire thing in a couple of lines. He writes, Uma shahane oros mispalos b'kol rum in shul, I think he's talking about, Ein b'kach klum. If you're in a shul, you could hear the women singing, no problem. He says, Ukevar hitiru g'dolei ashkenaz, including Rav Hildesheimer, to be matir anoshim l'noshim l'zamer b'yachad zmiros. And here he only lists two of the reasons. He says, one is trei kali, and number two is zmiros kodesh, Ein avim l'hir hor avera, and that is in source number 12. And this is the tshuva that many schools rely on to have mixed groups and singing. So finally, since this was prepared for Pesach, I'd like to cite a vignette about the Chassam Sofer's daughter. The year after her father died, she was with her sisters at her brother's house, the Chassam Sofer, on Seder night. And an argument broke out between his daughter, whose name was Simcha, and her brother, the Chassam Sofer. So if you look in 13 on the front, Rav Hamburger in his notes writes here, Bilel Haseder Harishon, Achar Batiras Achsam Sofer, Hespa Bitumara Simcha, Az Kalasa Shal Rav Moshe Tovia Liman, Yachanim Achio Seha, Al Shulchano Shal Achia Ksav Sofer, Saliyamim Sipra Al Vikuach Beno Levina Bimahalik Haseder. So she wrote about this argument that broke out during the Seder b'chalakim misuyamim shel ha'agada. Hitztarafnu anachnu b'nos ha'mishpacha. We joined l'shira l'zmira, singing during the Seder. Goar banu ha'ksav sofer. Our brother, the ksav sofer, he yelled at us. V'lonasan lenu l'shir. He didn't want us to sing. Amarti lo, so I said to him, Himata tzadik v'lamdam yoser, gadol yoser me'avicha. You're greater tzaddik than our father was. Etzel avinu haksam sofer sharnu vizimarnu. By our father we sang, therefore we're going to continue singing. And there's another version of the same story brought down in a much sharper lashon, and I can't really read it because it's in Yiddish, but if you look towards the end of the line, it says clearly that she called him a chasidishar am ha'aretz. So, she wasn't too happy with him. Now, there's a third version of the story, if we go sideways here, that it wasn't talking about Seder at all, but rather it was talking about Zmiros on Shabbos, and the same story that she said, At rotzelios yoser tzadik me'avinu, and, you know, we're going to continue singing, and, you know, too bad on you type of thing. Now, Rav Hamminger points out here that the Chasam Sofer himself writes that you can't have kol isha. I mean, that's clear. So what was going on at his table? He writes, Ulam ikar dvarav nisovo al zamri gavri v'ani nashi. Well, zamri nashi v'ani gavri, as we pointed out from the Gemara in Sota, that when you have this type of choral singing, that's clearly asur. Uv'chol tzura shenishmas shiras nashim b'fnei atzman. Alo b'ofen shahanashim misayos l'zmiras ha'anashim b'usu kol mamish. But when everyone's singing together, lo medober shom, that's not what we're talking about. And therefore, that is something which is permissible. Then it's interesting because he even quotes in Hungary. He writes in a certain place, "Hayunohagim kasher shamanu l'saper b'mei neurenu shemizamrim zmiros b'shavis kol habnei bayis ishto v'habanos v'gam bizmanenu b'nei medinas Ashkenaz and Holland etc. She'ein chashishu lesar v'gam haharedim noagu kain." So I guess it depends which haredim you are and in which place you are. Now there are other stories of gedolim who either sang with their families, even when we're dealing with things that are Kodesh, like Rav Eliyahu Meir Blach. And there are stories of people asking the Chazon Ish if they could continue singing Zmiros in this manner. And he said yes, even though the neighbors were able to overhear the husband and wife singing, or whoever was in the group. And there are stories that go the other way, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, when he tried to walk into his house and someone was singing, so he walked away from his house and he walked back to his house. But I brought this story specifically since it related to Seder. So in summary, what can we conclude from everything we've said? That there is clearly an Isser of men and women singing together, and this applies to any Davar Shebik Dusha. However, we also see that this Isser was not always kept, as we see from the community of Worms and some of the Chuvos of the time. We find two schools of thought. One that says that it's still Asser, and we must do everything in our power to strengthen the Isser. Another school of thought that seeks to find heterim to allow the minog of men and women to sing together, and this is most clearly expressed by Rav Weinberg, the Sri De'ish. So how should one conduct themselves? So as far as singing Zmiros in your house, it seems that within the immediate family, certainly outside of the Hasidish world, it seems to me people are not makbid from asking around. However, I'd like to add one caveat, which is that a man singing with his wife who is a Nida is a separate issue, which might fall along the same lines that we've been discussing until now, meaning those that are Matir might very well be Matir when she is a Nida, since they're singing together, etc., etc., or it's possible that it does not fall along the same lines, so as with the rest of this Shir, one should definitely speak to their Rav. But going beyond that, if you have other people around, so if your person has a Mesorah on this, so in my personal opinion, you do not need to change your Mesorah. And one who does not have a Mesorah on this, then as we see clearly from the Sri De'esh, this is a matter that needs to be decided by a Rav who is familiar with all matters of the community, or certainly all the matters of the family that's asking about this. And again, no one should take anything that I've said in as a conclusion to either side, but rather you should research this issue, look into it, and come up with your own conclusion with your Rav. Thank you for listening.